Oh, Lord. Amen.
We don't know, Lord, what the life of the soul was going through when he wrote
this
song.
Lord.
But it surely is inspired of thy spirit, Lord.
Yes.
Father, oh God, what a song, what a statement, Lord. My glory shall ever be in the cross.
Yes.
Lord, we pray tonight, even as we lift our hearts towards that
Hallelujah.
Cross, oh God. Praying, Father, that you will meet with us at the foot of the cross this night. We pray, oh God, that your word will proceed forth, Lord, and speak to our hearts, Father. For we are yearning and desiring tonight to hear a word. What a sweet thing it is to come back to church on a Wednesday night, oh God. We are so desiring, Lord, that you will come again through this
week,
Father. Fill up our cups, O God.
Amen.
Father, that tomorrow when we would rise up, Lord, with the anointing of the word,
Hallelujah.
We will go forth into the world
to
do thy will in our lives. I pray, O God, that you would anoint the minister, Lord, that you use him mightily, O God, tonight, Father. May you speak, Father, and encourage those that are discouraged. Lord, may your word come and speak, Lord, to raise the faith, Lord, of your people. Father, that we may believe for the things that you have for us this day, God.
Amen.
I pray, Father, that, Lord, it would come, Lord, and strengthen those that are weak, and that, Father, it would give vision to those that are without vision.
Grant it.
Bless us tonight, Father, even as we remember the saints on the way, we
commit them
into your hands, Father, that you bring them safely.
Amen.
And those that won't be able to make it tonight, Father, we commit them to you, Lord.
Yes,
remembering our brother David, Lord, and his family.
Amen.
May you watch over them tonight,
Grant
Father.
It,
and we pray that we'll be together with them in the next service, Lord. We commit this service to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's sing that song, Rock of Ages.
Amen.
They're really nice songs. Rock of Ages.
Care for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be your Savior, God of you. From rod and make me go, put my tears forever flow, put my sin no longer know, tears for sin could not atone, thou must say.
Jesus.
Jesus, keep me from harm.
Oh, he abides.
To the hungry, call it now.
your sight, the saints in spotless white. But before, we must go through its dripping with blood.
Amen.
Amen. We have to go. We can't go some through the waters, but we all get there. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing that song, It's Dripping with Blood. It's in.
The first one to die this Holy Ghost now.
Hallelujah!
Was John the Baptist, and he died like a man. Then came the Lord Jesus, they crucified him.
Light given hope.
this evening, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day so far in our homes, in our working places, in our colleges and schools.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, we thank you in the grace that have been sufficient for us. Many mercies, the Lord, you have given to us, O God. Father, we thank you even for the weather. Because, Lord, it's part of your creation, Lord. So, Father, out there it's cold, but it's not going to stop us.
Amen.
Oh, when our hearts and our soul need you, Lord Jesus, something that with God will kick us, Lord. So, Father, we have come this evening, knowing very well that where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are there in your midst, Lord. So, Lord Jesus, tonight, we surrender all to you now. Even as we take to the reading of your word of God, Father, we want to hear something that will inspire us, Lord. And whilst, Lord Jesus, we are still sojourning here, we need it so much.
Amen.
So, Holy Spirit, come, lay your hands upon your word of God and make it alive, Lord, unto us. Father, we commit our brethren who are not here to your hands.
Amen.
Lord, many of them at work. Many also, Lord, good reasons, the reason why they are not here, Father. Father, reach them wherever they are. And whatever blessing that, Lord, we shall receive here tonight, let your portion also, oh, Father, be received, O God. Father, we thank you once again. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And as we are standing, already it has been announced that what is this? We won't keep long here. Praise God. Because children, some will be come with their school uniform. Praise the Lord. So you could see the sacrifice even the children.
I'm a child, but
amen. So Wednesday is
in the Lord.
Is let us all let everybody know when we come. As Pastor said, 8:45, 9, we are out. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it is always good to be in the presence of God.
Amen.
So we must come.
Amen.
This is a short presentation this evening. Let's turn to Revelation 1:9. It's a short presentation.
Praise the Lord.
We want to know how we came here.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Why am I not still in Ghana and I'm here?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Why Pastor is here?
Yeah.
He's still not in Zimbabwe.
It's cool.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So let's read. Revelation 1:9.
Glory!
I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation,
amen,
and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Amen.
We know, Lord, it is you that brought us here.
Amen.
So tonight, Lord, we want to look into your word of God. That, Lord Jesus, we will know the purpose for which, oh Lord, you brought us here.
Amen.
So bless your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated?
Amen.
I have a strange topic here. Amen. Our partners. We also have our partners. Praise God. So from the scripture we just read, let's see how even John introduced himself. Brethren, you see, the scripture, as the other day Pastor was saying, anything that you are reading, seek real the face of God.
Amen.
And meditate upon every word But there is something there.
Amen.
Amen.
John, how he introduced himself to you and me. He said, I am your brother.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I am your brother. But many a time we just read it and off we go. I am your brother and companion.
Amen.
In tribulation.
Amen.
In the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
See? Look at someone who had walked with the Lord Jesus Christ, has slept with him, has dined with him.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And tonight he's addressing to you that you are my brother.
Amen.
My companion.
Yeah.
Praise God. In tribulation. And this tribulation here, the prophet would say that it's talking about persecution. Because tribulation is for the Jews. Tribulation, the church never goes through tribulation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so here, someone that had walked with the Lord Jesus Christ, slept with him, ate with him, done everything to tonight, telling us, addressing us, oh, I am your brother.
Mm.
I'm your companion. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
It shows how humble, introducing himself to us,
yeah.
The humility.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That shows that when he walked with Jesus Christ, the experience he had what? An influence over him.
Mm.
He never came to us. John never came and addressed himself. Look, see, I am the one who was even, I was able to put my head on Jesus' chest. I am the one who did this, did that. No, he said, I am your brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we know when he received this message from Jesus' mouth, directly from Jesus' mouth, John said, I was in the spirit.
Mm.
Praise God.
Amen.
And the prophet, look at the way how the prophet even described it. He said, isn't that just beautiful?
Mm.
He said, my, I love that.
Mm.
That I was in the spirit.
Amen.
So the prophet said, if we are going to live as Christians, we have to be in his spirit.
Amen.
Praise God.
See, John was not talking about being in his own spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
That would have not what brought these visions to us. If he were to be in his own spirit.
Yeah.
It had to be the spirit of God. It has to be the spirit of God with us too. Or all our efforts will be in vain.
Amen.
Amen.
So as surely as John needed to be in the spirit to receive this tremendous revelation fresh from Jesus, we need to be in the spirit to understand.
Amen.
Amen.
The revelation that God has given to us to live by in his word, the same should be the same spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So now, first let's look, where is this Patmos? I have this, I forgot to let you search it for me. Where is this Patmos? I have a map over there where it shows where Patmos is. But Patmos, these seven church ages, these seven churches, they were in Asia Minor, which is presently the country Turkey.
Yeah.
Mm.
Praise God.
Mm.
The country Turkey, that's where these seven churches were.
Mm.
And just as I said, the prophet said, just about 15 kilometers from Ephesus is this island they call Patmos.
Mm.
And let's see how the prophets describe the this island. Okay, the prophet said it's 30 miles off the coast of Asia Minor, 30 miles. So now, he said it is a rocky and infested with snakes, lizards, scorpions, and it has little commercial value. So it was used by the Roman Empire for a penal colony where they housed the most desperate criminals or political prisoners. So they put them there. It was not habited. It's only what these deadly reptiles. So if you are a criminal, having one, that's where they banish you to. And definitely, you are going to live with these deadly reptiles. Surely, you die. Amen. But they are all over. They are coming on something. Praise God.
Amen.
So they send you there to live among these reptiles. Amen. So that's where John also, according to this Bible history or scripture, they said John, at one time, he was boiled in oil for about 48 hours. That's 2 days. And he wasn't dying. Said, this man is a witch. He's a wizard. We want to dispose him of, but they couldn't. So they had to send him also to this Patmos. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But one thing, brethren, I want you to notice is that nothing can happen to a true Christian if God has not allowed it.
Amen.
But the prophet has said so. Amen. And if God was able to save John,
amen,
from the boiling oil, how couldn't he also stop him from going to Patmos?
My.
Was this something great for God to do? No, sir. Amen.
Amen.
And so, John being in Patmos, it was the purpose of God.
Amen.
It was God that allowed John to be in the island of Patmos.
Amen. Amen.
God that allowed it. Amen. Yeah. So let's see what the prophet said here. He said, John was in that place for what? He said, he was a godly man, a righteous man, a man of good reputation, good character, never in trouble. Why was this man there? Why was this man there? Oh, that is what we have just read. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. That was why God allowed him to be there. Going to meet him there for the word of God and the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's true. God allowed it. If God had not allowed it, it couldn't have what happened. But the question is, why should God even choose such a place? Of all places to meet John there. Amen. Why? You see, many a time, all the time, whatever God chooses is completely opposite to man's choice.
That's right.
Anything God chooses is always opposite to man's what choice. This is going to be a great meeting. This is a great meeting. God is going to meet with what John. A great conference. Praise the Lord. The prophet said the purpose was it was for it was that he was going to give him the revelation of his future works in the oncoming seven church ages.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It wasn't just a mere some, it was a very, very important meeting. Very, very important. And look at where God chose for that conference.
Mm.
When man they have a conference, they always locate themselves in the most beautiful city. Those big, big cities. Amen.
Amen.
Big cities. And they will sleep in luxurious what? Hotels.
Mm.
That's man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Amen.
That's man. Praise the Lord.
Mm.
But look at even when God was choosing a place for the Savior of this world to be born.
Mm.
Look at the place where God chose.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Which among all the cities of Judah was what? The smallest, tiniest.
Mm.
And that's what God chose.
Mm.
But we see that whatever God chooses or anything about Jesus Christ, it speaks about who he is.
Amen.
Amen. Already we know that Bethlehem, as the prophet said, was a place that was what? A place full of what? Natural food. Amen. So you see, spiritually, Christ is what? Is our fountain of what? Life.
Amen.
And so, Christ had to be born in what? Bethlehem.
Hallelujah.
And even in Bethlehem, not even the best place. But what? In a sheep stable. That was what, where he was born.
Mm.
Why? You see, everything about him talks about him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He was the lamp of this world. And how could a lamp be born in a hotel room?
Oh, praise the Lord.
See? So everything God was working, everything about Christ, it speaks about him.
Amen.
He was the lamb of this world. And how could a lamb be born in what? A hotel room.
Mm.
And so he had to be born in a lamb's stable. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Everything. And even when the three wise men came, all the gifts they gave to him, and it was appropriate gifts.
Yes.
Mm. Amen.
Everything speaking about him. See, that is the mind of God.
Yeah.
That is the mind of God. And the mind of God, wise man will choose the best thing. The mind of God is that God has chosen what the foolish things of this world to confound the things that are mighty.
Mm.
See? The weak things of this world to confound things that are mighty. That's the word of God. Brethren, let us go into the mind of God.
Amen.
Amen. Look, when he was choosing even his disciples, look. He never went for what the Pharisees who know everything.
Mm.
He never went for the scribes, the boastful Sadducees, or the high priest. But uneducated fishermen. Amen.
Mm.
He went to them and made them apostles.
Amen.
That's the word of God. See? Brethren, let's go to the mind of God.
Amen.
Even in this our age. When to fulfill his the mystery of what? His will. for this age, where he said he's going to gather together from the north, south, east, and west a bride for Christ.
Mm.
Look at the man he called.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm. Comparatively, he was uneducated, small man, Baptist minister from Kentucky.
Mm.
Amen. Yeah. See? Not any someone who has had a BB, a PhD in this or that. No, sir.
Mm.
Look at the way how God does his work. Amen.
Amen.
And even his church, when he wanted to place his church, he never placed it upon any denomination.
Mm.
Amen. Look at where we are seated here.
Mm.
Oh, praise be to God. Let's go into the mind of God, brethren.
Amen.
Now let's come back to our thoughts.
Amen.
Now, John, now we find out that John, a godly man, a righteous man, with good reputation, good character, never had trouble, but yet he was in Patmos. For what? For the word of God and the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we have the Holy Spirit want to ask us a question this evening. Amen.
Amen.
How many of us left home and our prayer actually was that, Lord, take me to Ireland to go and worship you there.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Mm.
No, sir. Mm. We have something on our mind first, our motives and thoughts first.
Amen.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. We all came here with our different thoughts and mind.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Some probably to go to school, to continue school, some to come and look for job. Some because of economic pressure, had to run and come to this place.
Mm.
Amen. Mm. So that was our first motive. But when I come, I will look for a place to work, to worship God. But our first thing was what? To something about ourselves.
Yeah.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And truly you were able to come here. But tonight I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit wants to tell you, God brought you here.
Amen.
God allowed you to be here.
Amen.
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 And as he allowed you to be here, there is a purpose why he allowed you to be here. The purpose for him was what? For the word of God and the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
He allowed you to be here. He allowed me to be here.
Mm.
Mm. Amen. Another question is that, if I have not come here, if I stayed home, could I have spiritually been better than I am now?
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For me, my answer is no.
Mm. Praise God.
Amen.
I have been spiritually better when I came in here.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Then another question is, when you came here, if God had not opened this church, where would you have been?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of us already might have been in some discos and praise the Lord. Or the best place we could go. Maybe every Sunday I go to a place and take mass.
Mm.
us to be here for a purpose. Mm. And that purpose tonight, my brother, my sister, is for the word of God and for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so we see why John was in the same purpose why we are here. So this is our purpose.
Yeah.
Praise God. This is our purpose. And if you want to know this purpose where we are, it is full of what? Snakes and reptiles. Oh, hallelujah. Spiritual ones. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
If you like, go out there. Leave this church and go out there. You'll be spiritually dead.
Sure. Mm. Amen.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Look. Look at why the I was looking at why the prophet was giving these reptiles. Only these reptiles. Have you taken notice of how every reptile, the movement of every reptile? Have you taken notice like this? Amen.
Mm.
Oh, when you go to our streets, they are walking. It's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. We are not condemning anyone. Praise the Lord. But we are condemning the condition and the system that they find themselves.
Amen.
And we are determined. Amen. For the testimony of God to help. For them to realize where they are. And come out from that place.
Amen.
The movement, the same. It is at school. It's at working place. It is in the streets.
Yeah.
Oh, and when you go to the disco, that's different. The way how they dance. Everything is just twisting that way. Just like the way how reptiles walk. You know how lizard. The way he goes, snake, the way he goes, crocodile, the way he goes, the same thing.
That's right.
Amen. And they are all over the streets. We are in our purpose also. Praise God.
Amen.
And God brought us here for a purpose. For the word of God and for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So my brother, out there, it is what? It is death. God brought us here for a purpose. Let me see where I am now. Let us go back to the purpose why we are here. That's the mind of God that He purposed in His heart to meet us here for the word of God and for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that said the purpose of God in His heart to meet you here, brethren, if we fail to surrender to this purpose of God. If we fail to surrender to this purpose of God, the only thing is that we will be treading upon what? These serpents. These reptiles. We'll be treading upon them. If we fail to do this purpose of God, where will you be the next time? Your next place is where? Out there. My brother, when you are spiritually beaten by any of these dangerous and deadly reptiles, you are dead. You'll be alive, but dead. Amen. And that is what the prophet is saying, that alive but spiritually dead becomes what? Denomination. Amen.
Amen.
It becomes denomination. Denomination is that you personally can denominate yourself. That means you are alive, but spiritually you are dead. And so that is what he told the Church of Sardis. He said, the Church of Sardis, I know your work. Thou hast a name. Thou livest and art dead. So thou livest and art dead. The name is denomination. Every denomination is alive, but it is dead. So he said, Sardis sow the seed of denomination that organized right back to the harlot. But there is only one church, and that is not a denomination. Amen. You can't denominate God's church. There is one church and one body, and that body is the mystical body of Jesus Christ here on earth. And by one spirit, we are baptized into that body.
Amen.
That's where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's where we are now. We are not a denomination. No one can dominate us. You see, the mind of God for you and me in this spiritual Patmos is for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And so, we must put him first in everything.
Amen.
Brother, he allowed you here. God bless you. He allowed you here. And so, everything of you, you must put God first.
Amen.
Yes. That's what he's expecting from us. He said, God must have the first place in your heart. The first place in your life.
Amen.
The first place in everything that you do or what you are. God must be first. He doesn't want a second place. He doesn't deserve the second place.
Amen.
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 She put, you see, this woman, then the prophet was talking about the woman of Zarephath. He said she did what? She put God before her children.
Amen.
She put God before anything else. She had to take the kingdom of God first. Amen.
Amen.
God deserves the best, the first. And all that we've got, he deserves it. Blessed be his holy name.
Amen. Amen.
So, brethren, now, who are we now? About his church. Praise God. He brought us here for a purpose. Amen. That's why, thank God, last Sunday, the evangelism team have been what? Established here. Praise God. The purpose that God brought us here for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that testimony is what? It's our life and the message that has been given to us. That is what we need to go out there and testify over him.
Amen.
That's the purpose God brought us here. And so, now, who are we? The prophet said, we are Christians, believers, come together to fellowship around the word of God. The reason why we are not a denomination.
Amen.
Amen. We are Christian believers, come together to fellowship around the word of God. People come here to the church, and this becomes their home church. If they wish to come as long as they live, no one is going to dominate over
Hurry.
Them.
Amen.
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 No one is going to dominate over us. Because we don't have a headquarters.
Amen.
A pastor seated here was not sent to this place, but
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we don't have any archbishop anywhere who will give us orders, even what to preach. Amen. And so, my brethren, all what needs is John, what John received at the Patmos, that's the same thing we are receiving also.
Amen.
Amen. We are receiving the same also, the word directly from what? From the mouth of God. Mm-hmm. And the purpose for it is to what? To go out there and send the message.
Mm-hmm.
Because John was giving the message to go and give to the churches.
Mm-hmm.
We have received to what? To go and give to the people.
Amen.
God allowed you here. God allowed you to come here. And me also, that's the purpose of God. Though when we left, we thought it was on our own. Never, my brother.
Amen.
We thought it was our own purpose why we came here. And then God, through circumstances, there's no circumstances with God. Then we found ourselves, no, sir! It's something God ordained.
Amen.
Amen. That his the mystery of his will, that he will bring people from the north, south, east, and west, and bring them together in Christ Jesus. This is a testimony of it.
Amen.
His church.
Amen.
Look at where we come from, different places.
Yeah.
Amen. My brother, my sister, here where we are, let us not take it for granted.
Amen.
This is truly God's own hand.
Amen.
If it had not been this church, brother, many of us would have been probably in the discos. Oh, yes, true.
Amen.
But God brought you here for a purpose.
Amen.
And so, the message that was given to John, the same had been given to us. To go and give them out. And one thing is that we are in the right place. There is no doubt about that.
Amen.
Because we have what? Been able to recognize the prophet of our age.
Amen.
We've been able to recognize the message of our age. The prophet was saying, look, he was drawing attention that look at the message to what? To the churches. He said, every church had the same opinion. Unto the messenger of so-and-so, right. Directly from God, from Jesus to John. Unto this messenger, right. Amen. This thing saying, so-and-so. Jesus giving himself or describing, bringing himself to show the same God in all things.
Amen.
And he said, in every closing, he had this one to say, he that had an ear. And he said, the prophet said, it is singular. It is not a group.
Yes.
He that had an ear, let me hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. The prophet said, notice here that Jesus, in every age, addresses himself to only one person relatively to the word for that age. The reason why we know that we are in the right place, that because we have what? Been able to recognize the prophet of our age, the message of our age. He said, only one messenger for each age receives what the Spirit has to say to that age.
Amen.
That one messenger is the messenger to the true church.
Amen.
This is a true church. This is a true church.
Amen.
Of the living God. He speaks for God by revelation to the churches, both the message is then broadcast to all. So every word is for all. Let us take the word to every corner.
Amen.
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 Let's take the word to every corner. And even if you are not part of what the evangelism team, my brother, let your life be an epistle.
Amen.
That men will look at you and can read what Christ. Praise God. And so, it is not only the team, but everyone at your working place, in your school, wherever you go, on the streets, we've got to be the epistle being read of all men. So that's all, we are all what? Part of the evangelism.
Amen.
But though it is broadcast for all who come within range of the message, that message is received individually by only a certain qualified group in a certain way. A certain qualified group. You see, we are trying to know who we are. We are what? A qualified group in the what? In the sight of God. That's why we told that the Church of Sardis, those who have not defiled their garments, he said, you walk with me in white because you are worthy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Said each individual of that group is one who has the ability to hear what the Spirit is saying by way of the messenger. Those who hear are not getting their own private revelation. My brother, any private revelation is out from here. Nor is the group getting their collective revelation. No, sir. I don't think we sit down here and begin to plan what we are going to do for the kind of what? Something that is not scriptural. Thank God that we have ministers here who stay by the word of God.
Amen.
But each person is hearing and receiving what the messenger has already received from God. That's the kind of message we are living on.
Amen.
Amen. So my brother, the thing is, God had a purpose for you and me to be here. He brought us here for the word of God and for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, we know that we are in our own purpose. As we have known out there, my brother, my sister, if you have not completely given yourself to this church, my brother, my sister, this is the time for you to run and come in to be part of the body. Because when you step one step outside this church, my brother, you are treading upon what? Serpents and scorpions. When you go out there, you are stepping on serpents, snakes, scorpions. My brother, you see how dangerous it is out there? We are living in our own Patmos here, my brother. And God has a purpose for us while we are here. Amen. If any one of us, the prophet is giving an advice here, if any one of us has done something wrong or is not following the message, he said, always there is one thing that God displeases God. Only one thing displeases God. And that one thing is to leave his word. Amen. There's only one thing that displeases God, and that is what? To leave his word.
Amen.
That's all. When you leave his word, you displease God.
Amen.
And so, it said, for you to the world.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. To displease God is to leave His word. Only one thing that displeases God, and it's only one thing that to bring a remedy, that for you to regain His favor, is to come back to the word.
Amen.
And He said, if you are a true seed, if you are truly baptized with the Holy Ghost, you will esteem His word above your necessary need.
Mm-hmm.
And yearn to live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen.
Amen.
So my brethren, let's look at what the purpose why God brought us here. It's for what? It's for the word of God and for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said,
Amen.
Your necessary needs, put them somewhere. Amen. We have only one meat. And that one meat is the body of Christ.
Amen.
He said, my flesh is what? Meat indeed. And my blood is what? Drink indeed. And so we have only one meat as the body of Christ, as the word. Amen. The word only. But that's many, see, when we read the seven church ages, the prophet said, all the seven churches, the mistake they did was what? Leaving the word.
Right. Amen.
Every church age, the reason God had to give them warning was all but what? Leaving what? The word.
Right.
So we see that in Ephesus, said, thou hast left your first love.
Mm.
Amen. You've left your first love. They left something. So my brother, as we are here, all these things, what John had, we are hearing the same thing. We need to follow the same footsteps so that we don't displease God.
Amen.
Ephesus, they left what? They left their first love. Smyrna, they did what? Some of them started to form their own group. And they became what? The synagogue of Satan.
Mm.
Because the prophet said, any group that you form and it is not with God is what? It's a synagogue.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm.
It's a synagogue of Satan. And Pergamos, they did what? The prophet said, Jesus said, you have among you the doctrine of Balaam. Some people, mm. that's what? They left the word. And they were following what? The doctrine of what? Balaam. They left the word.
Mm. Amen.
And Thyatira, what did they do? Oh, they made a woman a preacher.
Mm.
Praise God. The woman Jezebel, they made her a preacher. So they left the word. The word says a woman cannot preach.
Mm.
And then they place a woman to preach.
Mm.
They left the word. Amen.
Amen.
Sardis also, that's what Jesus said. He said, only few have not defiled their bodies.
Mm.
Have not defiled their garments. That means almost all of them have defiled their garments. They left the word. Amen. And Philadelphia, oh, that also. They built that synagogue for Satan. And then, in Laodicea,
mm.
He said, thou art neither cold nor hot.
Amen.
Amen. That's the time we are living in, brethren. Let's watch.
Amen.
And now, what we need to do, as we are together in this church, my brethren, listen, let's keep the fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's keep the fellowship. When divine fellowship is broken, that means the church is in its second stage of denomination.
Mm.
But then let's listen closely here. The prophet is saying, when divine fellowship is broken,
mm.
that means the church is in its second stage to denomination.
Mm.
I believe we all remember the prophet's teaching on palmer worm, locust, canker worm, and the caterpillars in the message book, The Restoration of the Bright Tree.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, When fellowship is broken down in a church, you see, that's why, brethren, fellowship. This Wednesday, amen. Anyway, we know as many that weren't here, aren't here, it's for a good purpose.
Mm.
But one thing, when fellowship is broken, the problem is when fellowship is broken, the church, in the church, it means true brotherly love has long gone. Because brotherly love is gone, already gone. When fellowship is broken, that means brotherly love is gone.
Amen.
Why is he saying so? Because, you see, Palmer Worm first was eating. He said, Palmer Worm had first eaten the fruits of the tree. And the fruits of the tree stands for what? Brotherly love. Amen. And then the second stage, when the canker worm, and when the local destroy the leaves is what? Fellowship. That's why the prophet is saying, when divine fellowship is broken, that when the leaves have been eaten, it means the church is in the second stage of what? Denomination. That means brotherly love has already gone.
Mm.
And so now it's in what? It's in his second stage. My brother, let's watch it.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us not break fellowship.
Mm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. He said, the canker worm, the prophet said, it's got a very bad name. So the canker worm destroys what? The covering of the tree, which is the religion, and leaves behind dogmas and creeds. But we will never read that. No. We won't even go anywhere. Amen. Brotherly love will exist in this church.
Amen.
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 But then let's hold on to brotherly love. Amen. That's the first thing that the enemy comes in to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Brotherly love.
Amen.
That's why, my brother, between one another, if there is anything that is not right, quickly, just kill that.
Amen.
Kill that palmer worm. Amen.
Amen.
Whenever you see that there is something is not right between myself and my brother, quickly, just go to him. Say, brother, I don't know. For now, sometime, I don't know. When I see you, I don't know. Please, help me in prayer.
Amen.
Let us hold on to brotherly love.
Mm.
Because that's the first thing the enemy comes and destroys.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us keep the artisan world revival springing up. Amen. Now, what is the revival? The prophet said, when we talk about revival, it is not what? Any great thing anymore. But rather, it is what? Going back to the word.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Revival is what? Staying by the word.
Amen.
If you stay by the word every day, there is always revival.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So it's not a special something that we organize or this, that. We had to go with, yes, we need to what? Meet together and pray. Amen.
Amen.
But revival in the church is when you stand by the word. You stand by the word. You stand by the word. And we all come together, all holding on to the word. There is a revival in the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. And the revival, the prophet is talking about, it is what? It is the word. Amen. The word in the midst of his children. So, brethren, where we have come to, it is God that allowed us to be here and establish this church to his glory. And now we have the responsibility now. To all that we have received, we need to go out there. Tonight, all what I wanted to lay across is to bring to everybody's mind that this evangelism,
yeah,
I have been what? I have really slacked. I had to confess that. Mm-hmm. So I have prayed and determined this time. Mm-hmm. The Lord, evangelism, is going to be what? Upon my legs, upon my lips, upon everywhere. Amen. Mm-hmm. So brethren, that's our responsibility. God never brought us here just what? To warm here. There are many people out there among the snakes and lizards and scorpions. Mm. Amen. Mm. Which we need to what? To go and bring them out from those places. That's why he brought us here. God must be placed first in every situation, my brother. We need to do that work. If it is only for us to come here all the time to hear the word of God and go back home, it's nothing. Amen. But there is what? A purpose for which God brought us here. That we go out there to bring, to carry the testimony of Jesus Christ on to the people. Amen. As John received on the island of Patmos, so have we also received the word also here. Let us go and give it to what? The people that need to what? Receive them. How many are going to do that evangelism? That word.
Amen.
It will be only for the team that has been established. Praise God. Mm-hmm. But let everyone, even if you are not a member at all, in your little way, how the Holy Spirit will lead you. Oh, God bless you. My sister is just shaking her head. I know definitely she's going to bring in people here. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Let us what? Do that work for God. God first. In every situation.
Amen.
Let's surrender all to him, and then he will take it upon. You see, it's a question of we surrendering. Amen. He said he needs only one man that will fully surrender unto him.
Amen.
Amen. And he can use that one man to his glory.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother, I know that God truly brought me here for a purpose. If I still want to be in Ghana, well, me, I can say that spiritually, I'm better here than if I had been in Ghana. Amen. I have grown really very well spiritually here. And the same thing also, I look at my family and I see that there is a difference. Amen.
Amen.
Same thing also. That's what we need to work to hold on to. It is a true something that God chosen you to be here for his own purpose, for to glorify his name.
Amen.
But we have a very big responsibility upon our shoulders.
Amen.
Amen. Which we need to what? We need to put it to work. We need to put it to work. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. I want to read something here as we just pray. This is not a prayer meeting, but tonight, just to encourage everyone while we are here. Amen. God brought us here for the text. That purpose is for the word of God and for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to read something here. He said, and the beautiful Rebecca wanted the candles and gave them drink.
Mm.
Look, the very animal that she was watering, the animal represents a beast. Of course, the beast of burden, which means power in the Bible.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
And the very animal that she was watering was the very animal that packed her to see her move.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
The very work that we will do here, praise the Lord. That
Amen.
Is the very thing that is going to work, pack us more. Amen.
Amen.
He said, the prophet, is that right? And what is watering? The very power that we are watering now with praises and thanksgiving and glory and power and mind is the very Holy Ghost that will pack us to see Jesus someday. Amen. Whatever effort that you put in, that's the very thing that is what going to carry you. So let us put in everything that what we have. The people thought they have banished what John onto the island of Patmos, but the presence of God was there. Amen. We are here, the presence of God is with us.
Amen.
Amen. John on the island of Patmos saw the future home coming down from God out of heaven, where we are going someday. The great inspiration of God tells us that the home, there is a home. Amen. Beyond the gloom.
Amen.
So there is a home in every, whatever we go through, let us always remember there is a home for us. Amen. And then, the last thing I want to read, who we actually are. He said, our spirit is clean. It is fresh. It is real. That's you and me. Listen closely. Our spirit is what? Clean. It is fresh. It is real. It is sober and serious, but nothing less. Amen. Full of the joy of the Lord. The Christian ought to be just as exuberant and full of his pleasure in the Lord as the world even also savour in their delights in their pleasures. Amen. He said, both Christians and the world are human, both have emotions. The difference is the Christian's heart and emotions are purely on the Lord of glory and his love, while the world satisfies what the flesh. So my brother said our spirit is what? Clean. It is fresh. It is real. It is sober. It is serious. Amen. Full of the joy of the Lord. Amen. Let's be exuberant unto the Lord. How many love
him?
Amen. So tonight, at least we know who we are, why we are here.
Amen.
And God brought us here. Amen. God allowed it. It's not your own plan. Yeah, everybody had his own plan. Myself, I came here because I wanted to what? I wanted my children to have an education. Amen.
Amen.
That was my main purpose of coming here, to have an education here. Praise the Lord. Then I came, God said, hey, I have a work for you to do here. There's a purpose for which I call you here. It is not your own plan. Amen.
Amen.
And even when I came, I was in what? Italy. That wasn't the place. Amen.
Amen.
That wasn't the place. I moved on. I went to Holland. I went to Angel because I wanted Angel to study languages, so to study Dutch language. It was in that place. I said, okay, Angel, go to UK, go and study, improve upon your English. And then I went to UK. UK, God said, that's not the place. You know what happened? The children told me, Dad, we don't like UK. We like Dublin. Oh, I've been there for 2 years preparing the grounds for even putting a fun college for Angel, and now the children said, no, we want Dublin. So the old man had to leave UK and come to Dublin here. And that was the way Paul wanted me to set it. Praise the Lord. And by the purpose of God. Going round. Now I found what? The right place. Amen. So my brethren, the purpose is what? For the word of God. As you are here for the word of God and for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let that be your first purpose, your aim. Because that is what? God's mind.
Amen.
I know what you have said is true.
If it had not been even this church, I don't know where I would have been.
Yes, Lord.
If I had not even come here, if you had not allowed me to come to Dublin here, I know.
Yes,
spiritually, probably I would not have grown as I am now.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, I am determined. As the prophet said, I am determined to do His will.
Amen.
Let us be determined to do His will and to finish it.
Yes.
So tonight, let's renew our faith in His word and what He has told us tonight. Let us say, Lord, here I am.
Yes.
Send
me. Amen.
I'm ready to go. I will do your work first. And I know you know all my needs. And it will come by its own way.
Amen.
So let's surrender ourselves to His will. Let's surrender. Let's everybody pray. Lord, I surrender to you. I surrender His will. I surrender. I've realized why I'm here. I've realized why I am here. It has never been what I thought I was coming here to do. Now I know, Lord, you allowed me to be here for that purpose. I want to remain in your hands now. From tonight,
Lord, over the pure heart of Lord God, over the mind of Lord God, over the Lord, we're lost to you, Lord God, over the Lord. Oh, to glorify your name, O Lord God. Oh, by your name, O Lord God. Oh, for the goodness of grace, I yield myself in your hands, Lord God. Oh, for the thank you, Lord God, for your grace, Lord God. For you bestowed, O Lord God, Lord Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray, Lord God, Lord, you crown, O Lord God, and satisfy, Lord God. Oh, to do a hallow, Lord God. Oh, to finish business, Lord God, Lord Lord. Oh, to lead, Lord God, Lord Lord. Oh, to complete, Lord, your work, Lord God. Oh, for the grant of grace, Lord God, Lord Lord. Oh, your will, Lord God, Lord Lord. I surrender you myself on your Lord God, Lord. Lord, you set this heart, Lord God, Lord Lord. Lord, you pledge it, Lord. You pledge it, Lord God, Lord Lord. Lord, you make it yours, Lord God, Lord Lord. Lord, I'm ready, Lord. It's part of Lord God, Lord Lord. And it's in my hands that you, Lord God, Lord. Lord, from completing your work, Lord, I pray your grace, Lord God, Lord Lord. Lord, I love you, pan it away, Lord God, Lord Lord. Lord, you take preeminence, Lord God, Lord. Lord, control on your room, Lord God, Lord Lord. Lord, you be glorified, Lord. Lord, God, promise to pray your grace, Lord God, Lord.
Help Jesus Christ. Help us. Help us. Jesus. We call our pastor to come and close us.
Heavenly Father, we come unto you. As Father, we consecrate ourselves unto your presence. We thank you for your mercy and God with your grace. We thank you, Lord, that you lead our footsteps, Father, even when we don't even recognize.
Yes, Lord.
But Father, your purpose, your plan, oh Lord Jesus, how wonderful that it is.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, that upon this night, Father, your grace has found us once again.
Thank you, Lord.
Fellowshipping, Lord, around your purpose, fellowshipping around the things of your kingdom. And that is our desire, Lord. Even Father, as our brother spoken of evangelism, Lord,
yes,
how we long to look unto thee. Father, to
please,
pray.
Lord.
Even as this Friday, Father, we set
yes,
aside
Lord.
For you.
We yes,
pray that you, that you would lead and that you would guide.
Grant
that you would bless.
Jesus.
That, Father, you would go before. Lord,
yes,
we're looking
Lord.
Unto thee for your leadership, Lord. We're looking unto thee, Father, to guide us, Lord. Father,
yes,
thinking of Paul, how you called him, Lord, to Macedonia. Father,
yes,
you
Lord.
The way that you led Philip to the Ethiopian eunuch, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we're thinking, Lord, of Eliezer. Lord,
yes,
how you
Lord.
Led him in his day. We're thinking of all these things, Lord. And Father, we're just putting our faith and our trust in thee, Lord, wanting to make ourselves available unto thee.
Amen,
so may
Lord.
You lead and guide, Lord, may you meet us in our consecration, Lord.
Granted
may
Jesus.
Father, you bring us unto that place. And may you speak and may you lead and guide.
Amen.
May Father,
Lord.
You be glorified, Lord. And each person that has given themselves over to thee and to this, Father, sacred task, Lord, I pray your special blessing upon
Amen.
All your inspiration,
Jesus.
Lord,
Granted
be upon
Lord.
Each and every one, Lord. And Father, may you quicken and stir up the gift that,
Amen.
Father, you placed inside of your people.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we thank you, Lord, for this night. Father, we thank you for another, Father, time in your house, Lord. Pray your
Amen.
Blessing upon each person that has come upon this night, Lord. Your blessing upon Brother Max. May you bless him, Lord,
yes,
we pray.
Lord.
Oh, Father, Lord, Father, your purposes that you have, let them be done. Father,
thank
the Lord
you.
Is our desire. And Lord, as we go from this place, Lord, would you watch over us this night?
Amen.
Father, bring us safely home, we pray.
Please,
keep
Lord.
Us in the roads. Keep us Grant in the way, Lord.
Yes,
help,
Lord.
Father, the thoughts of our hearts. Help
Amen.
Our meditations, Lord.
Amen.
Lord. To be as our desire.
Grant
and
Lord.
Lord, Father, meet once again in this place on Friday.
Yes.
Father, we acknowledge thee. We look unto
yes,
thee,
Lord.
Lord. Father, bless each family. Bless each husband. Bless each wife. Bless the children, Lord, we pray. Bless our young people, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord. Please, Lord.
Father,
Jesus.
Bless the visitors that
Grant
have been in our gates, Lord.
Lord.
Father, you watered, quickened the word.
Amen.
Father, that has been sown into them as our desire.
Amen.
Bless the saints in Carlo, Lord. We pray
Amen.
We pray you'll continue to bless the work down there.
Grant
Lord.
It, Jesus.
Even Sister Pauline, we think of her in America. We
yes,
her.
Lord. Yes.
Watch
Amen.
Over and keep her, Lord, we pray. Sister Lily, as she go to Belgium.
Grant
Watch
it,
over
Jesus.
Her, Lord. Prosper
Amen.
Her business, Lord, we pray. Father, meet your needs, Lord. Grant your heart's
Please,
desire.
Lord Jesus.
Father, every one of these needs that you have, we wait
Grant
upon thee, Lord, upon this day. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Father, we
yes,
offer ourselves to thee as we go from this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's sing one song as we dismiss it. Let's sing that song, Come Out, Come In. Come Out. The Spirit of Elijah calls us.